Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing guy.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob McTeer back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. Former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the group that's meeting today. He was a member of that group for many, many years. And he's been hanging out with us now as a member of our Brain Trust since 99, even during the time that he was a member of the FOMC. How about that? He's a very valued and revered member of our Brain Trust. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Okay, I'm going to remind you that you probably have forgotten, and I'm reminding my audience that a year ago, in the face of all kinds of heat and derision and other negative comments from all my economists, I predicted the Fed would not raise rates during the year, and they all said they would. If you remember, Bob, everybody thought they'd raise by June, right? Then they'd raise by September, but I was right, and almost every economist I know was wrong. What do you think?
Well, you're on a November to November calendar, obviously. Well, you know, it's not a sure thing they're going to raise today. I think it's very likely, but they may not. I mean, the economy has not been as strong as it has been previously. And inflation's still pretty low. On the other hand, we've got emergency interest rates for many, many years, long after the emergency is long past. So I hope they do raise them today.
Well, let's talk about the justifications for raising rates today. If it seems to me, Bob, that nothing, everything, when I look at the economy, when I look at the three main, I should say, the two mandates of the of the Fed for monetary, their monetary mandates, as you know oh so well, as you taught us, is inflation, managing inflation, and managing unemployment a little bit. And so neither one of those, nor the economy, in my opinion, even today, justifies them raising rates. You sort of alluded to that just now.
Well, yeah, but don't think of raising rates as much of a tightening of monetary policy. If they raise rates, it'll be just short-term rates, just a quarter of a point,
right,
or less, and conditions will still be extremely easy, but it'll give the market the chance to start adjusting to normalcy.
Right.
And it's not normal to have interest rates this low.
It just seems to me, and I'm going to bring Andy Goss in here. Andy is, ladies and gentlemen, is one of our financial experts and the author of The Secret World of Money, and has been a member of our Brain Trust for a while. Now, Andy Goss, it just seems to me, Bob McTeer and I were just talking about this, it seems to me that this is almost a sympathy raise. If they raise today, it's almost, they're being pressured by different forces. It's almost a sympathy raise. What do you think?
Good morning, fellas. I do agree 100%. If they raise rates, it'll be only a quarter point, and then as a token. And then on the other side, they'll stand there accommodative, because believe me, the bond funds are going to come running there. The wave of redemptions has already started. Look at the action in the junk bond market this week. And if the general sense is that rates are going to go up, I think there'll be a tremendous bond dump, and the Fed will stand there ready to provide liquidity so that these funds won't be forced to sell into the madness.
And I want to talk about that in just a minute. I'm going to get into the bond thing in the next segment. But it sounds like all three of us believes that there's not a tremendous amount of justification for a raise today. But it's almost like, well, they got to do something different. Bob, is that kind of where we are?
I think it may be a little bit like where we are, we're used to zero for so long now that we act like it'd be a big deal to go to a quarter.
Right.
And it's not really, I don't think.
But Andy, as the de facto central bank of the world, that's a hell of a way to run a railroad, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, and I agree with Bob in the sense that where traditionally rates were, a quarter point doesn't mean much, but when you're down at zero and you raise them to a quarter point, it's a pretty hefty hit. So, I mean, I don't know what the effect or the impact will be around the world, but here in the United States, I think it'll be a blip on the radar screen.
Quickly, both guys, I only have a few seconds. Wouldn't it have been better if they'd raised rates an eighth in September and an eighth now? Andy, yes or no?
Yes.
Bob, what do you think?
I think so. You know, they may have trouble raising it an eighth with all those excess reserves and with a quarter point.
You're the expert. Quick break, folks. Right back with Bob McTeer and Andy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.